everyone. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. And before I begin, I'm going to play a PSA today. You know, I'm thinking of doing the old classic Filipino PSA. So let's get started with that, everybody.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Alright, so today I wanted to talk about the idea of purposeful pop. This specific coin, although political music has been around forever, was coined by Katy Perry back in 2017 whenever she was promoting her album Witness. To me today, and as well as her, I'm describing it as political mainstream pop music with an intention of changing a specific status quo. It's songs that are more than just about like a vaguely progressive idea, and more so songs made with the intention of actually changing something. The reason I wanted to talk about this, and I use Katy Perry as an example, because I think she did it very poorly. I think that her album Witness that came out later was not very, I don't think it was very effective at being actually politically changing. It had politically challenging ideas, but I think they were executed very poorly. Some of the ways in which she wanted to describe the album is that she used to be the queen of innuendo, and she woke up a little bit more and educated herself a little bit more. And that it's got a wide range of feelings and emotions, and she just feels more conscious than she has ever have. However, many of the songs in the album end up feeling very facile and incredibly shallow. I really wish she explored some of the themes of like identity further on the album, because I think that music that comes with an inherent political message comes best when talking about identity. I want to get later into that in the show, about how music that's about one's identity is much more impactful than just a generically woke statement like Katy did. But before that, I want to play perhaps the most popular as well as the most purposeful song on the album, Chained to the Rhythm. Even though it's one of her songs that she wanted to use to be like a statement piece of the record, I still think it fails a lot in regards to being, you know, a very thoughtful and changing piece. So without further ado, I'm going to be starting us off with Chained to the Rhythm by Katy Perry.
Colored glasses on and party on.
It is my desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh, up in all your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumbling and fumbling, and we about to riot. They woke up the lions. Turn it up.
That was Chained to the Rhythm by Katy Perry. I'm not the biggest fan of the song, and again, I'm just not a very big fan of the album overall, but it's not the first time a pop star has, you know, tried to become political and active. I think one of my favorite, in like a so bad it's good way, was a generation ago, whenever Madonna attempted to do the same thing with American Life. She had a very similar like ideology and manifesto to Katy Perry when she was creating this album, where she wanted to like give purpose to her music, you know, to be more intelligent. But I think like Katy Perry, she also kind of fell flat. I think that in Madonna's case especially, it comes off very shallow. It comes off shallow in a different way to Katy. Well, I believe that Katy doesn't really like talk about the issues. She's incredibly vague during Witness. I think that Madonna's fails on a level of shallowness because she's an incredibly rich, incredibly successful pop star. In a lot of her songs, she tries to present herself as the average American woman living the average American dream. And while I think she did manage to succeed through the American dream, I think that by her pretending like she's like a common person, like any one of us, is, I think it's kind of wild because like that is like the Madonna. I think that a lot of the times, whenever a pop artist wants to become more political directly, I think it almost leads to like an artistic regression. A lot of people consider Katy Perry's Witness to be her worst album, and a lot of people consider American Life by Madonna to be her weakest album. In both of these cases, artists who have made incredibly impactful songs in the past kind of regress and lose a sense of, like, a personal touch. I think Madonna's is especially egregious in this case because her songs like What It Feels Like for a Girl or Mirror Girl are both incredibly impactful to me. She has the ability to create songs that are very impactful and you can connect to very well, but instead, she threw this away because she wanted to be seen as deeper than cosplay as Che Guevara. The next song is, I find this song absolutely hilarious, American Life by Madonna. It was one of my like favorite bridges of all time just because of how ridiculous it is. And then after this, I want to kind of start to get into some examples of, you know, some political slash purposeful pop songs I think are actually effective. So without further ado, this is American Life by Madonna.
Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star? It's always been the same. This type of modern life.
to stay ahead. I tried to stay on top. I tried to play the part, but somehow I forgot just what I did it for and why I wanted more. This type of modern life, is it for me? This type of modern life, is it for free? Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star?
And you know I'm satisfied. I drive my Mini Cooper and I'm feeling super duper. Yo, they tell me I'm a trooper and you know I'm satisfied. I do yoga and Pilates and the room is full of hotties. So I'm checking out the bodies and you know I'm satisfied. I'm digging on the isotope to smell the physics is dope. And if all this can give me hope, you know I'm satisfied. I got a lawyer and a manager, an agent and a chef, three nannies, an assistant and a driver and a jet, a trainer and a butler and a bodyguard of five, a gardener and a stylist. Do you think I'm satisfied? I'd like to express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living out the American dream, and I just realized that nothing is what it seems.
American Life by Madonna. If you can hear the background right now, that's actually my friend Veda's band, J.D. Vance Killed the Pope, playing in the background. Shout out J.D. Vance Killed the Pope. Make sure to be on the lookout for them, releasing something perhaps soon. Anyway, getting back into the idea of political pop, I want to talk about other artists who've actually tackled consumerism like Madonna and Katy Perry attempted to in their albums effectively. I think that Rina Sawayama in her song Excess does a fantastic job at this. I think the music video for the song itself is pretty incredible. It's like one of my favorite music videos of all time. She pretends to be like a TV hub type like salesperson selling her Excess juice. And I find that it's just an incredible music video. And this was like a song that kind of launched me into learning who she was back in 2020. I think it is her best song career wise. I also think something that makes it like stand out and feel much more impactful than the past two is that she's had to work through so much. As a second generation Japanese British immigrant, her mother had moved to Japan with absolutely nothing. They used to sleep in the same bed. Her mother was working class and almost had like no time to ever speak to Rina. So she was often on her own during her childhood. I think that because she had to go through experiences like this, when she writes about consumerism, she's much more effective at it because she has a much more personal connection to understanding what it's like to be at the very bottom. Ladytron also sings about overconsumption in their song Destroy Everything You Touch. This is definitely like one of the newest songs I found out about, and I'm kind of squeezing this one out here to replace another one, but I just think this is a really fantastic song that's almost, it's applicable on almost like a personal level. It's very personal, and it wants you to think about like what you have done yourself, hence the Destroy Everything You Touch. So the next two songs I'm going to play are Excess by Rina Sawayama and Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron.
everything you touch, you don't feel.
That was Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron. And I wanted to continue to talk about other like acts that are, while smaller, I think still do a really effective job of making politically charged pop music. So I want to start the next, or my, one of my next two songs, they both start with American, and that's because the American life is like incredibly prevalent to many to be able to like write about. It's something very universal, and I think that's kind of why like so many songs that are political are about America, because also America, I think we're the greatest nation in the world because you have the right to say whatever you'd like about your nation. Anyway, the next two songs are both about the American experience and under the name American. The first I wanted to play is called American Girl by Kilo Keish. It's about her trying to find her identity as a Black woman while also trying to lose many of the stereotypes about it, allowing her to search for connection to others. It's about like the need to both, you know, lose the negatives of your identity while also keeping the positive aspects, something that many minority groups often find incredibly difficult to do. I also have the song American Terrorist by Thum coming up. It's about many of her stresses living as a Lebanese-Palestinian-American immigrant. And even though the song itself is simpler, I think Thum still manages to invoke a sense of joy because she speaks about all of like her struggles, but she still wants to keep on living, you know, as her authentic identity because it means so much to her and brings her so much joy. So next up are American Girl and American Terrorist by Kilo Keish and Thum, respectively.
But different stuff we can't believe about what you sold me, just a little more stance before me. So I can't see you anymore. Who are you?
That was American Terrorist by Thum. I will always like that song. I think out of all the songs I consider like a quote unquote good political song, I think this one is one of the weakest, but I just think it's so much fun. Anyway, outside of America, there are other songs on a much more national level about, you know, struggles faced politically by others. And specifically, immigration is something incredibly national. And I think the most fascinating parts of like immigration in relation to music is like the crossing over of like different genres of different cultures. I think that Ecru Tuke, a Black Swedish, I believe. I was going to say Black American, but Sweden is not America. So I'm just going to say Black Swede. Ecru Tuke is a Black Swede, and he grew up being the only Black family within his entire like small little town. A lot of his music is able to channel like the idea of him being an outcast for his race, for how he acted, and it's something really beautiful. So I wanted to play Calcium because that almost explicitly addresses like the expectations of how he was supposed to act and how he was vilified by other people when he was growing up versus to how he truly was. Because like, you'll hear his voice, like this man is like angelic and nothing of like the quote unquote like thug type that like other white Swedes portrayed him as. MIA is also, I think, one of the most mainstream, especially in like the later 2000s, politically active artists, because all of her music is about uniting, you know, underrepresented nations in South Asia, West Africa, the Middle East. She's dedicated so much of her career into fighting against like other institutions that have tried to put down artists from these areas. And I find it really powerful how she always tries to incorporate that into her music. She's kind of gone a little insane in the past, like within the past decade or so, claiming, you know, 5G is evil, that you need to buy these like tinfoil hats she makes. But as someone on Twitter once said, sometimes I like to turn off the 5G on my phone in respects for MIA, because she really was fantastic during her first, like the run of her first two albums. So next up, I wanted to play Calcium by Ecru Tuke and Hustle by MIA featuring African Boy, because they both talk about some of the more international struggles faced in political music.
So covered in dry clothes, and I can't take it off. And it's just me and myself, just the two of us. Spend some time alone with you now. You're my only one. I think for you, I think for you, I think for you. Am I going crazy? I think for you, I think for you. It's so hard to hide, but so easy to find.
My shine.
All my heart is blind. The star across my eyes.
My shine.
Hydrogen peroxide, lime and ice.
My shine.
Silver lights, I let it oxidize.
Smoking on top of it so cold. Smoking on top of it so cold.
Live on islands made of stone. Rub that nigga for his coat. 25,000 on Silk Road.
Sha 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 the gold.
Oxy silver, not no gold. Trying to keep up and he went broke. Steaming, I ain't want no smoke. 2GK went to the hole.
All my heart is fine. A star right across my eyes.
Can never let you cross my mind.
What try, it happens all the time.
I think I'm fracturing, I need bandaging. Don't take me back again. I feel like Marilyn, but I'm not acting again. This might be the end, I think it might be. I'm seeing evil men, am I imagining them? I think I might be.
I've been rolling up some boat. Duplicate crystals kiss my nose. Duplicate crystals kiss my nose. Duplicate crystals kiss my nose.
Baby, kiss me through the phone. I lost a hope.
Smoking on top of it so cold.
Smoking on top of it so cold.
Live on islands made of stone.
Rub that nigga for his coat.
25,000 on Silk Road.
Shine, 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 shine the gold.
I see silver, not no gold.
Try to keep up and he went broke.
Steaming, I didn't want no smoke.
2GK went to the hole.
It's my shining star like Christmas.
Duplicate crystals kiss my nose.
It's my shining star like Christmas.
You think it's tough now? Come to Africa. You think it's tough now? Come to Africa. You think it's tough now? I come to ask you, think out there we are grinding like Pepe. You can catch me on the motorway, selling sugar, water and pepper. I rep Africa, not Miami. Hustle, hustle with MIA. I'm broke, I've got indefinite stay. You can't touch me like leprosy. I hustle hair from here to Sri Lanka. My mom told me to be an accountant. On that, I wanna work in a corner shop. Contact Sugu, he's got the contacts, man. I'm illegal, I don't pay tax. EMA, yes, I'm claiming that. Police, I try to avoid them. They catch me hustling, they say, deport them.
African boy, you know I'm big in Mozambique. Hey, hello my friend, hello my friend, hello my friend, yes it's me. Hello my friend, hello my friend, hello my friend, yes it's me. 4x3, 3x3, buy one song, get one free. Maybe me, a bootleg CD, color TV, you have a DVD. We got barrels in the sea, it's big enough to take a whole family. We drum on it like chin cha cha chin cha chin cha cha chin cha. Come sit by me, let me tell you we don't do bling, but we do IT. Up some jungle, up some tree. 1 second, my phone's ringing. It's my friend Habibie. He then went to call me. Cheap Moroccan got no credit than me. You're not less credit than me. I keep that tab at a shop like a G. Cause with that beat I'm in the chopper. Hushie.
Hello everybody. So I have a really special surprise. My friend Veda is coming to join me for this next little segment.
Hi.
Hey Veda. We've been friends since like sixth grade, low key. Yeah. And she actually presented me with a song that I totally forgot to put on, and I'm actually really embarrassed by this. So Veda, if you want to go ahead and talk about it, like feel free.
The first thing I think about when I hear, what is this called?
Wait, the microphone's, hold on, wait, sorry.
Okay, the first thing I think about when I think about purposeful pop is this Lady Gaga song, because it's very in your, like, she did not hold back. There is no, like, undertones. She is just saying what she thinks. I think it's beautiful. At the time, Lady Gaga was suffering, well, not suffering, but facing transgender allegations. And so her showing her support for the community that she may or may not be in was really brave of her. Mm-hmm. No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender, pride, you on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. So don't be a drag, just be a queen, as she says in the song as well. Let's mm-hmm. take a listen, purposeful listen.
All right.
Just put your paws up, cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H, I am. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient,
was Born This Way by Lady Gaga. There's another song, I can really only name this and one other song that I think I would consider like queer anthems within the 2010s, 2020s. I freaking hate the phrase queer anthems. Like, it seems so like puff piece of me. Well, the other song I could think of, and I really don't like this song, is You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift. I remember back in like late 2019, I was sitting in my mom's car and the radio was like, we have this brand new, like revolutionary, like generation defining gay anthem. And I was just really excited for this. Like I don't know, like I was feeling a little lost back then. Like I was still just like working on myself. And then I was freaking, you need to calm down. And that song, first of all, it's just a boring song. But also, like, there's one little line, meanwhile, like Veda said, like, Born This Way, like, it is, like, in your face. And I think there's just nothing special about being a pop star and supporting the LGBT community in this modern day and age, because that's, like, expected of everybody now.
I think that really the only reason this song is even considered a gay anthem is because she got gay people in the music video.
Exactly.
Like, I was shocked to hear that this is considered an LGBT song. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when people told me it was about LGBT people, I was like, oh my God, she's telling them to calm down? Why would she say that?
So, she did that. I like the music video, though. Like, it's kind of fire, but the song is still pretty bad. So, without further ado, I'm going to play You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift, like the evil cousin of Born This Way.
Somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on my gown? You need to calm down. Somebody that we don't know, but you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad? Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark age. Just making that sign must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on his gown? You need to calm down. And we see you over there on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down. Uh-oh. 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 You need to calm down.
That was Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift. So, for my final two songs, I wanted to talk about songs by smaller artists that have, like, larger, like, queer followings. I think are very, like, I'm going to say anthemic, even though, like, again, I find, like, calling, like, any, like, mildly quiet song, like, anthemic kind of corny. But anyway, the first one is Salvation by Rebecca Black. I was able to see her about 2 months ago, and I found, like, the way she presented, like, herself on stage is very powerful. And she, like, sometimes I feel, like, a little bit, like, my eyes roll whenever people talk about, like, anybody's, like, accepted here. Because, like, there always feels, like, some sort of, like, hierarchy or still, like, a need to perform. But, like, no, like, literally everybody was accepted there. And it was really wonderful. And I think she did gave a really good speech about, like, how Salvation, her newest project, is about just her finding the salvation to be who she wants to be. And you should be who you want to be. I also included the song Crown by Arca, because I think it's one of the most gorgeous songs I've ever heard. It's about transgender women in particular, and about, like, at the end of the day, like, they do have their own crown. It's a very unique identity to have. I wanted to end my show on it, because I do think it's maybe my favorite song I will be playing today, just because I find it so impactful, even as, like, a cisgender person. Like, I just think it's a really beautifully touching song, and, like, an ode to something that so many people are, like, scared of, but, like, is beautiful. So, yeah. Wait, is there anything you'd like to say? Or
be who you are.
Exactly. Have a wonderful day, listeners of WMUC Digital College Park, and I'll see you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Dark, dark parking lot. Touch me with the headlights off. She loves to leave the door unlocked. Hard, hard, hard to breathe when her lips are numb. But the fire feels like paradise. I don't need you to save me.
He wears her.